With Montana News, I'm Corin Cades-Carney. U.S. Senator John Tester walked up to the union picket line in Three Forks Saturday for the second time since the local Boilermakers 239 were locked out of the Emerest Hulk plant in early August amid a bitter labor contract dispute.
For fighting a good fight, how you doing? They set up for the winter.
Hey, a dusting of snow had fallen overnight, and by noon, when Tester arrived at the line, it wasn't much warmer than freezing. It's less than 3 weeks until Election Day, when Montanans will elect either Democrat John Tester or his Republican challenger, Montana State Auditor Matt Rosendale. Most recent polls call the race a toss-up. Libertarian Rick Breckenridge could be a factor. Both Tester and Rosendale made campaign stops in Three Forks over the weekend. A couple dozen supporters of the locked-out workers gathered around Tester at the picket line.
All you want's fair wages and good benefits for good work, and that's all this country's about. So I just want to say thank you for everything that you guys have done so far. And whoever's manned the tent, thank you guys very, very much. Like I said, you're on the right side. We gotta work to prevail, okay?
Earlier this month, Tester introduced the so-called Picket Act that would reduce tax breaks for corporations participating in labor lockouts. Tester is the legislation's lone sponsor. It's currently before the Senate Finance Committee. Tester's brief visit to the union line was a campaign stop, but the two-term Democrat didn't say much about the upcoming election. He let the state's union leaders do that.
We've never heard from Rosendale.
Al Ekblad is the head of the Montana AFL-CIO.
This country is going to hell, and it's about greed. And these workers standing in the line here are saying you're not going to do it in Montana. This is the lifeblood of a community. And we have one senator from Montana standing up, and we got a guy that's running around like a lap dog to the president who won't say a word. But what's important is you got 24 days to make a difference. 24.
The clear right and wrong hardline choice labor leaders say exists in Montana's Senate race isn't as clear to some of the union workers taking turns on the picket line around the clock. It was quiet when I stopped by 2 days ago before the rally with Tester. Three union guys were sitting inside a canvas tent set up alongside the back entrance of the Talk milling plant. A small wood stove was going.
Take a seat.
Got toasty in here.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we gotta get ready for winter, man.
Ferguson Gammon is one of the locked out workers. I talked to him and two other guys sitting in the tent for about an hour.
We're not going to vote Democrat because they gave us our jobs back. You know, I think when a candidate comes out here, they're representing themselves. And not in a selfish way, but John Tester coming out here speaking for John Tester about how my family is important too. And those actions do have an effect on how I vote or how I view them, but I don't see them as a candidate at that time.
Gammon and the other union workers I spoke with say they vote for the individual, not the party that individual belongs to. Scott Welter, a union worker I spoke with in the tent, ended up coming to the Tester rally Saturday. Welter voted for Trump in 2016, but has some buyer's remorse now because of what he calls the president's temper tantrums.
It was a whoops mistake on my part.
Welter says he appreciates Tester coming to visit them on the picket line, but he's still undecided if he'll cast a vote for him.
No, I'm still going to do some more research, and I'm interested. I heard through the rumor vine in Three Forks that Rosendale was down at the Iron Horse downtown there, so I kind of wanted to go see what he had to say.
Not long after Tester left Three Forks, Republican Matt Rosendale showed up, but not at the picket line. Rosendale had his meet and greet with local voters at the Iron Horse Cafe on Main Street. About a dozen people showed up.
Thanks everybody for coming out. You know, we are really on the countdown now.
Rosendale railed against Tester for voting against Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation to the U.S. Supreme Court and said Montanans need to elect a more conservative voice to represent them in Congress. Rosendale didn't mention the labor dispute going on the other side of town.
We need somebody who's going to support our timber industry, our agricultural industry, and our way of life, which certainly includes our Second Amendment rights. We are going to replace John Tester and send him back to Big Sandy. Thank you. Thank you so much.
The voters I spoke with at the cafe said the number one reason they're backing Rosendale is because how vocal he has been in supporting the agenda of President Trump. Neither Tester nor Rosendale stuck around Three Forks much longer than an hour. The small-town visit was just a pit stop for the campaigns entering their final sprint in this high-profile race. Both campaigns say it's going to be a close finish. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.